I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The deposed president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, is calling for an insurrection so he can return to power. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says the continued instability has hurt their work.
We have canceled a trip that was supposed to be leaving this Saturday because the word is on the ground that there continues to be a lot of protesting. We've heard of possibilities of a countrywide strike.
Summer is a key time for short-term missions in Honduras. Taylor says the unrest has exacted a high ministry price.
We're really praying for peace in this situation, that there is some sort of peaceful resolution to this issue.
Next, children in Ukrainian orphanages live in bleak conditions. Food is scarce, their health is poor, and many have difficult paths. But Global Action's Lars Dunberg says a 10-day summer camp can change their lives.
This first camp that we did was probably the hardest group of kids we've ever had. They came from an orphanage in Kiev. They were older kids, and some of them said when they came, "We will have nothing to do with your Christ. We worship Satan." And that's what we're going to continue to do.
Pray for the spiritual growth of these new believers. And the final countdown to 2 million shoes is underway. Buckner International's sister ministry, Shoes for Orphan Souls, has handed out more than 1.9 million pairs of shoes to at-risk children since it first started in 1999. Each pair of shoes represents a child where a need was met and the love of Christ was shown. In Midland, Texas, the Rock the Desert concert fundraiser will be held in August to collect more shoes. Our website can help you if you want more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. To enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.